Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Israeli police have arrested at least 10 people during weekly mass protests in Tel Aviv. Demonstrators are again demanding a deal be reached to release Israeli hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. Many protesters say the government isn't doing enough and are demanding fresh elections. This man was among them.
I think that the government is responsible and should take the responsibility. And then that's why we need to go back to election. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu has shown for many years now that he's not leading Israel to the right place.
Similar protests have been taking place in Jerusalem and other cities around the country. The health ministry in Gaza says the number of people killed by Israeli forces while waiting for aid on the outskirts of Gaza City has risen to at least 19. They're said to have been hit by tank fire at a roadside distribution point. The Israeli army has denied firing on the crowd. Fighting is also continuing around Al-Shifa Hospital. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that all four gunmen behind a deadly attack on a Moscow concert hall have been detained. In a TV address, he called it a barbaric terrorist act. At least 133 people died when the assailants burst into the Crocus City Hall on Friday evening. The BBC's Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, has been there.
It was hard to believe that only yesterday this was a concert hall. In what was left of Crocus City, the full horror of what had happened became clear. The attackers had torched the building. A rock concert became an inferno. But first, the gunmen had opened fire to kill as many of the audience as possible in one constant stream of bullets. In Moscow, there were long queues to donate blood for the many who'd been wounded in the attack and rushed to hospital. President Putin has declared a national day of mourning.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reacted angrily to Mr. Putin's suggestion on Saturday that the gunman responsible for the attack in Moscow had accomplices in Ukraine. Here's Sarah Rainsford with more on Mr. Zelensky's comments.
He called Vladimir Putin and others scum for trying to deflect blame. Earlier, Russia's president said the gunman who stormed the Crocus City Hall had been captured fleeing towards the Ukrainian border, where he claimed they planned to cross with help from the other side. But in his own nightly address, Mr. Zelensky accused Russia itself of terrorism against Ukraine. He suggested the Russian people should question the work of their own security services instead of blaming Ukraine. Otherwise, he warned, Vladimir Putin would simply use this attack to bolster his own personal power even further.
World News from the BBC. Early results from Slovakia's presidential elections suggest the former foreign minister Ivan Korčok and the Speaker of Parliament Peter Pellegrini will face each other in a second round runoff in 2 weeks' time. More details from Rob Cameron.
The shape of this contest is now clear. Peter Pellegrini heads one of the three parties in Robert Fico's populist nationalist coalition. Critics worry a President Pellegrini would do nothing to rein in Mr. Fico, who's busy dismantling Slovakia's criminal justice system and public media and presenting a more friendly face to Moscow. Seasoned diplomat Ivan Korčok promises to protect the country's democratic institutions and continue articulating Slovak support for Ukraine's war effort.
The military in Nigeria says it's working hard to free all hostages being held across the country after announcing that 16 students and a woman had been rescued in the northwest of the country. They were taken by gunmen 2 weeks ago in Sokoto State. It was not clear if a ransom was paid. One of Kenya's most popular DJs has been arrested in connection with the death of a police officer in what is believed to be a road rage incident. Kenyan media are reporting that DJ Joe Mfalme and several other people were detained following the assault on the officer on Saturday last week. The officer, Inspector Felix Killian, died of his injuries 6 days later. An earthquake has hit northern Papua New Guinea. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre said there was no tsunami threat from the 6.9 magnitude quake, which struck an inland area on Sunday morning local time. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Earthquakes are common in Papua New Guinea, but rarely cause widespread damage. That's the latest BBC News.